This is JIS News. Coming up, Lower House approves fiscal rule legislation. IMF board completes third review and government launches focal point network on climate change. The details after the break.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do by April 1.
By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Parliamentarians are one step closer to playing a more critical role in the management of the country's fiscal affairs with the passage of the fiscal rule legislation in the lower house. The legislation puts quantitative limits on how much the government can spend, how much it can borrow, and the size of deficit it can run. It also requires the Minister of Finance to explain deviations from the fiscal rule in a midterm budget review in Parliament and outline corrective steps to get back on track with the annual fiscal rule target.
The international community, the financial markets, the multilateral agencies are not convinced that we collectively have the fiscal discipline to prevent the future run-up of our debt. We need to prove them wrong. The passage of these enhancements in the legislation will at least demonstrate that we recognize that there's a problem and that we are committed to a solution.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The legislation will now go to the Senate for consideration. In the meantime, the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has commended the government's debt management efforts. Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair of the Board, Naoki Shinohara, said an effective fiscal rule will help entrench fiscal discipline and commitment to debt reduction. The IMF Executive Board completed its third review of Jamaica's economic performance under the Extended Fund Facility Wednesday. According to the release, program implementation under the facility has remained strong and the execution of the 2013-2014 budget is on track. With a stamp of approval, the government will now receive another $71.4 million from the fund, bringing the total disbursements under the arrangement to $345.8 million. A focal point network has been established to support the implementation of provisions under the Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan across the public sector and the wider society. The 27-member network will be given specialized training to enhance their skills and competences in mainstreaming climate change considerations in the targeted plans and policies. Principal Director of the Climate Change Division in the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Albert Daly, says this represents partial fulfillment of requirements under the Climate Change Policy Framework.
First things that we are expecting is a complete listing of all the climate change initiatives that are being implemented in the various ministries and agencies, so we can have a comprehensive database on all climate change and climate change related initiatives.
Mr. Daly was speaking at the launch of the network Tuesday. The complement of representatives in the focal point network is expected to increase to 40 as the ministry moves to include more persons, particularly at the community level. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reiterating that the early childhood education sector will benefit from increased budgetary support in the upcoming financial year. Minister Thwaites says the increased support will target remuneration and improved facilities.
Last year, we were able to improve it to 11%, and this year we're hoping to increase it to about 14% of the education budget. We are recognizing that so many trained teachers in the early childhood sector are paid far too low, far too little, and there will be some improvement this year.
Minister Thwaites was delivering the keynote address at the launch of Project Sprout. Project Sprout is an early childhood improvement initiative spearheaded by Sandals Foundation. That was the GIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.